One day, the eagle came back and visited Glooskap. And Glooskap was told that he and his grandmother had to leave this world and travel to the west and to the north. They were to go away and stay in the spirit world until a time came when the Mi'kmaq people would be under threat of extinction, and that Glooskap and his grandmother would return at that time to help the people. The eagle also told Glooskap that his mother and nephew would have to look after the great spirit fire. And the eagle said, "Out of this fire, a spark will fly, and when it hits the earth, a woman is going to be created. And another spark will fly, and another woman will be created. And then another spark will follow until 7 women are created. And then, over time, more sparks will fall out, and then 7 men will be created. And together, these 7 men and 7 women will form 7 families. And the Mi'kmaq people are one of those 7 families that were created out of the sparks." And the eagle told Glooskap that after a time, once the 7 families had learned the teachings, they would then disperse from the area of the great fire. And the Mi'kmaq people ended up in the Maritimes. And in order not to forget the significance and meaning of the 7 levels of creation, we divided ourselves into 7 clans, or Maui'omis. And down through the ages, for thousands of years, the traditional leaders of these Maui'omis maintained the knowledge and history of these 7 territories, these 7 sacred fires. And our memory of these lands stretches back to the time before the melting of the glaciers, thousands of years ago, down to the coming of the Europeans and the making of our treaties as recorded in our own histories and up to the present day.